Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A little old school, playing the old theme song, big game of the night. I know what he's trying to do. I can't trust steak. Sandra left. We got 12 things to do in the next 14 minutes, and I don't know if I can trust him. Our big game of the night is the NHL Finals Game 1, Edmonton and Florida. Is that game in Edmonton? Because I got him in the series. I hope it is. I like what Sandra asked, who just exited the building. Her voice is gone. If I asked 100 people at Colony Square, who's in the finals, Garrett works at a sports station, and he's like a sports nerd. Would you have known Smokin' Joe if I had asked you who's in the NHL finals?
I would have. I have to admit I would have, but like,
but you work at a sports station. I didn't say 100 people that work. So I'm going to say this. If the audience is 50 to 60% black, I can say this. I've been in Atlanta. Like, I don't think there's a lot of black people in Atlanta that follow the NHL. That's fair, right? Demographic-wise, right?
I don't really follow the NHL.
And you're not even,
I know now,
you're not even black, and you're not even black.
I'm the whitest man in radio.
You are the Love It. What was your nickname I gave you?
The whitest man in radio.
Also, I called you, went to Love
That's
It. So.
Was in a fraternity, Eagle Scout, worked at Chick-fil-A. Yeah,
if the whitest man in radio didn't know the hockey finals, I'd say if I asked 100 people at Colony Square, if I was setting an over-under, I would say 4, and I would think it is even money. If I go up to 50 women, 0 will have the finals. So if you go,
0.
Right?
Yeah, 0.
So then you got to go to 50 dudes, and I'm going to, you know, Northern Arc, maybe they play a little more hockey up there, but Midtown Atlanta.
I know my gambling buddies are probably aware, and big thank you to John Foy for our big game of the night. My gambling buddies are aware, but I'll watch this game tonight, probably because
really?
I have nothing. I'll watch it.
Well, the Braves are on. Tomorrow night, Pacers start
I got two
theirs.
Screens.
Okay. All right, that's our big game of the night. Hey, the 10 o'clock hour is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash, the best pressure washing in the business. Let's do a belly up, shall we?
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm starting to feel bad, and I know people are probably angry. I think I was too much Julio bashing in that segment with Mike Bell. It's almost like I was piling on. I do think he didn't practice enough.
Where is Julio?
I think he came off the field too often. I don't know, Joe, are those fair criticisms?
I think those are fair criticisms, but I think that, you know, it's worth mentioning that he is, like, among the most talented receivers of all time when he was at his physical peak. And I think for a player like him, it's hard when you're coming off of that.
Dion wasn't here long enough. So Julio Jones is the most talented player in Falcons history, okay? He is the most – Matt Ryan's the best player in Falcons history.
Yep.
Mike Vick's the most exciting player. Julio Jones, the most talented player.
Yeah.
And maybe 4 targets. Mike is right. One of them was a pick 6. But I just felt like the offense was not, he could have had 11 catches if you were playing even or behind. Like, you just, I don't know. So maybe Julio Jones, I loved rooting for him. He had the greatest, was that the NFC title game when he had the first quarter, like 120 yards, and like just the greatest quarter by a receiver I've ever seen in my life.
He was a freak show in that game.
That game
was unstoppable.
Right.
And then that play that he shoots down the right sideline right there at the start of the second half.
Yeah.
That's when I'm like, we're going to the dance.
What did he have? He had like
200 yards.
I think he had like 186 that game. So
nearly.
And now I feel bad. Well, here he is talking about his favorite coach.
Dan Quinn was by far my best head coach in the league. He was a player's coach. Like, even now, you see when the success he had at the Cowboys.
Oh, yeah.
You see what he's doing in Washington. Like, you see what he did in Seattle. Like, he's a hell of a coach. Like, I know, you feel what I'm saying? So,
and he had just got let go.
So the whole thing was, though, they was talking about firing Dan Quinn. And after the game, I had a speech with the team. I'm like, y'all can't. This is not on this man. I'm seeing the locker room. I see how we are. Like, I'm like, this is not on Dan Quinn. This on us.
All right. I'll say this. For a city that turned on him, especially another station, at least to run his cuts, they do it to Raheem now, just Bush League taking shots. Who cares about guys' colloquial terms and all that? It's just it's low rent to can the guy coach? I don't know. How was Seattle's defense when he was there? The best. How were the Falcons when he became our head coach? The best team we've ever had, ever. How was he in Dallas as defensive coordinator? The best. How was he last year with Washington? As good as it gets, right? Those are his last four jobs.
The track record is clearly there. And it's interesting to think about why it did kind of fall off here in Atlanta. I wonder if is he a guy that, you know, the candle burns bright, but then it fades quickly?
I think it's cyclical in the NFL. It's built to be good for a while. We had our window. We should have won the Super Bowl. The next year we won an NFC game in LA against the Rams. We beat Sean McVay, and we damn near almost beat the Eagles in Philly with Matt Ryan on the 8-yard line.
Yep.
So, you know, it's not like other sports. The NFL is built to be cyclical. New playoff teams. We had our window. All right. That's my comment on that. Here are two stupid things I did, which was believe. There's a Bill Simmons comment on his podcast, which is very popular on The Ringer, where he ripped Pablo Torres, who did the Belichick tour. He said it's an effing joke. He's touring the country. You know, talking about Belichick and his girlfriend. And then he's like, why don't you come on the show and talk about it? And you thought you'd get this great war between Bill Simmons and Pablo Torres. So like an idiot, I was like, this could be good. And I watched it last night at 3:47 a.m. because I couldn't sleep. It was a snooze fest. There was no real, you know. Simmons admitted, I'm a Patriots sycophant. I didn't like you bashing Belichick.
Yeah, I happened to watch it yesterday too, Steak, and I thought Simmons kind of rolled over on the initial yep. arguments that he was making. He didn't really hold
once he
it
was
up
in front of him, he didn't have any fire.
Yeah.
After he ripped him, and the other stupid thing I did is think that Stephen A. Smith was going to announce he's running for president. He's leaving ESPN. Stephen A. Smith's huge announcement on Howard Stern this morning was that he's back in radio for 2 hours a day on Mad Dog Radio. Okay. He's going to have a show on Mad Dog. And he's going to have a political commentary on Sirius Satellite. Like, you talk about nothing of... Okay. So he'll have a two-hour show on satellite radio. That's the big announcement for Stephen A. Smith. So I got sucked in by both because, you know, I'm a media... I don't know. I was going to say media
junkie?
Whore. Junkie, thank you. Better word. Wow. I'd rather be a junkie than a whole whatever. Anyway, look at me. You got three strikes. Anything else I said we'd do that we haven't done? So we did our belly up. Both those stories were we didn't even run a cut from Bill Simmons and Pablo Torres because there was nothing there, right? And then the Stephen A. Smith, we're not running a cut because there's nothing there. And then we showed Julio. We did our big game of the night. I'm going to give you my three strikes. You have something else, G, I haven't done other than I know you're going to tell me to do Wise Guys Pro Wash.
Yeah, right? I'm going to say because it's brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash, Atlanta's number one rated pressure washing company.
The one person you do not want to pressure wash your home is myself and my buddies. If you see a bunch of Jewish guys, get out of an SUV and say, we are here. This is the Goldstein pressure washing business. We're here to bust our ass and get that driveway. I would say go the other way. If you see the guys we're talking about, which is Wise Guys Pro Wash, then I'd say you're in good shape. Now, if you want to know, if you walk into Goldberg's and you see five guys at a table and they're the same guys I just told you about and you ask them, what should we order here? They're going to take care of you. You see five Jews at a deli, and you say, what do we order? One's going to say, get the pastrami. The Reuben's great. I like the roast beef with Swiss, the tuna, the Juna here is great. If you see him get out of an SUV to pressure wash your home, you know, that's like saying we're playing a professional semi-pro basketball game, and these are the guys that are going to play them, and you see five guys get out of a car right from the JCC, the spread's 47. You're getting 47 points, and I'd give the points. So Wise Guys Pro Watch, it's a long way of saying they're the right guys as opposed to the ones I just mentioned. Here's our three strikes. Who has a great voice? Who has a great voice? I say that for our buddy Smokin' Joe. Have you heard that many times before about your pipes?
No, well, other people tell me that. I've never thought about it myself.
Great pipes. And again, you can do it for whatever. Interpret it any way you want. Who has a great voice? Maybe you're talking about the music business. Maybe you're talking about the broadcast business. Whatever it is. The one thing you beat yourself up about too much. The one thing. We all have that inner monologue. I need to do better with this, better with that. I'm not good enough. Spencer Strider's got about 11 things right now, I heard. I mean, he is. If you follow any of this self-help, you know, this whole notion of getting yourself in the right mind frame, negative talk, what's the one thing you beat yourself up about too much? And finally, 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. I literally cannot read what I wrote in the break for three strikes. And I never asked for help on this, but give us a call. Who has a great voice? The one thing you beat yourself up on more than anything else. And let's just start with those two right now.
Is it really that bad?
I literally.
Is your handwriting that bad right now?
See, I have ADHD. There's too many things at once. Sandra left. I got to do three strikes. I got to do belly up. We got to get our sponsors in. I wrote down these things. I'm on sensory overload. My Adderall is not working the way it's supposed to. Dr. Mellitz, I may need a higher dose. Anyway, what is your fondest summer travel memory? Your fondest all-time summer travel. I'm turning 60 next year. I told the wife and my mom, I want to get a place in Cape Cod. I want to eat some fried clams. I want to go down to Harwich, go to Fenway, spend a week up there on Cape Cod, maybe go to Nantucket for the day. I got some great memories. So what is your all-time favorite summer travel memory?
St. Simon's Island when I was a kid. I went down with my brothers and my dad, and we had the best time.
I've never
been
to Sea Island.
Oh, no.
I'm there this Friday to Monday. First time in my life. Am I going to love it?
Go have so much fun. I got some places. I'll let you.
All right. 404-726-0929. Favorite summer travel memory, the one thing you beat yourself up about more than anything else, and who has a great voice? 404-726-0929. Let's get some phone calls. What do we got? Hey, Tinker, who has a great voice?
I always thought Pat Summerall did.
I agree. The one thing you beat yourself up about more than anything else?
I just procrastinate, talk myself out of stuff I know I need to get done.
And most fond summer travel memory, what location?
Anywhere there's fresh water where we're camping and fishing. It doesn't matter where, as long as it's fresh water and we got a tent set or a camper.
Thank you, buddy. Hey, Will, who's got a great voice?
Xavier Leggett.
The one thing you beat yourself about more than anything else?
I'm in sales, so sometimes at the end of the day, I look back at what I say to people, and I'm just like, why did I say that?
I like that. You do the breakdown of,
oh yeah,
did I sell past the close? Did I not need to add that little tidbit? I'm in that business too. I do it with emails.
Like, exactly.
Did I need to use that word? Did that imply something I didn't mean to imply? Did that seem weak? Any of that.
Exactly.
And finally, the summer travel location with the most fondness, you look back.
Manchester, Tennessee, going to Bonnaroo Music Festival. Did 9 of them.
9 of them?
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. Thank you, buddy.
Great calls.
I think we recovered there, boys, right?
Xavier Leggett, great idea for a great pipe.
You both applauded that, right?
Oh, it's perfect. It's perfect. His voice is incredible. It's incredible.
This show is incredible. Thank you, G. Thank you, Joe. Chipper Jones tomorrow. Sandy, that's a coin toss. Bye, everybody.